Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. The Apostle Paul realized in his own life the importance of the Christ event. Indeed, when his life was radically changed by Jesus Christ, when he had his encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus, it is very interesting that in the Greek, the term that's used for Paul's rising from the ground after he had been knocked to the ground was the same term that is used for resurrection. And so indeed, when Paul was knocked from his horse, that event signified the end of the old life. And when he arose from the ground or out of the ground, that event signified a brand new life. Indeed, it was Paul's own resurrection. Paul met the Christ. And Paul was changed from Saul of Tarsus to the Apostle Paul, the greatest theologian of the church. Indeed, meeting Jesus, or that encounter with Jesus, radically altered his attitude, his way of understanding life, his way of understanding himself and who he was and what life meant. Later on, he would write, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And that is a banking term that Paul uses. So that is, interest is would be added to his principle. And so this is the way Paul saw the Christ. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul also wrote that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Paul said, those things that I thought were gain, now I count as loss in the Greek, or damage literally. I count these things as damage. And what was primary in his life was the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Paul realized that his relationship with Christ meant that he had an accurate perception of life and reality. Paul realized that before his relationship with Christ, his perception of life and indeed his own self-understanding were woefully inadequate. And now he understood the meaning of life. The meaning of life for Paul is Jesus. Notice the tense of the verb, the state of being verb is. The meaning for life of Paul is Jesus. What God did for Paul on that Damascus road it is there that Paul understood what the flesh had done to his life, what the ego had done to his life. And so Paul realized the importance of the crucifixion of the ego. This is what he wrote in Galatians 2:20. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So, now, Paul writes, and what the word that he uses for I am crucified, and crucified is in the perfect indicative passive. Paul, the words that he uses in the Greek, is the word ego. He's speaking of the ego. Paul's ego has been crucified. Then he said, nevertheless, I live. So, in the perfect indicative, which means that the indicative is a statement of fact. And so Paul wants the church to realize the importance of the crucifixion of the ego. Nevertheless, I live. I live. Yet not I, he writes, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, sarki in the Greek, I live by the faith. Notice, the life which I now live in the flesh, in the body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. Notice the demarcation. Notice the language of Paul. Paul never understood the gospel as both and, that is, incorporating the old life with the new. Paul understood the radical demarcation that must take place, the radical separation, the hiatus from the old. Indeed, he calls it in the Greek the peleos, the old or archaos, the old life, the old life, the ancient life. That's Paul's sense. That's Paul's understanding of what it means to be in Christ. He had left that ancient life on the road to Damascus. The ancient life was gone before Paul fell to the ground. He was a blind man. Before he was knocked to the ground, he was a blind man. Yes, he could see with his eyes. But he was a blind man. He was spiritually blind. But when he stood up, he had scales over his eyes, which blinded his sight. But Paul could see spiritually. He was brand new. He had encountered Jesus, the magnificent glory of Jesus in person, in the flesh. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Paul saw uncreated glory, and his life was changed. Hallelujah. Uncreated, the uncreated majesty of God. Paul saw the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Paul saw him with perception. He saw him with understanding. He perceived what he was gazing upon when he saw the person of Jesus. He saw the Savior. And Paul's life was radically changed because he saw the Savior and he was washed in the blood of the Lamb. And so his life was forever new again. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. Notice John 3:16. Paul understood. Paul saw love, uncreated love. Paul saw that love in person. And that love in the person of Jesus left an indelible impression upon his mind, heart, and spirit. Paul understood love. He had seen love, and the crimes that he had committed against the church were forgiven. They were washed away by the blood of the Lamb. And Paul became that radical messenger that changed the world. If the ego is not crucified, then one cannot appropriately follow after Jesus. If God has called you in Christ Jesus, then you and I must crucify the flesh. We must crucify the ego flesh. We're not called to live psychological lives. We are called to live spiritual lives. Psychological living is consistent with the cosmic system. It is what the cosmos wants. Spiritual living is consistent with our high calling in Christ Jesus. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. And notice, he continues, and gave himself for me. Jesus gave himself for you and me. We owe nothing to the cosmic system. We owe everything to Jesus. I am his, and he is mine. And so my life must be different. I must crucify the flesh. Notice, I am crucified with Christ. Perfect indicative, a statement of fact, perfect tense. Now, the passive voice, I can't go into today, but in the passive voice, the subject is acted upon by an outside power or force. That is, he receives the action of the verb. Paul wrote, I am crucified. I am crucified with Christ. Now, Paul, what, states his co-crucifixion with Jesus. There is also our co-burial that Paul talks about in the book of Romans and our co-resurrection. But here the emphasis is on the setting aside of the ego life, which destroys our fellowship, our koinonia with God. If we have joint things in common with God, through what? Walking in the Spirit, ordering our steps in the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, being controlled by the Spirit of God. Now in Galatians 5, Paul talks about the works of the flesh, and then he talks about the energia of the flesh. Then he talks about the Spirit and what the Spirit does, and the graces of the fruit of the Spirit. This is when our personalities are in real harmony. This is when our personalities, this is when our minds are at rest. This is when our souls are growing indeed in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is when our personalities are in harmony with the will of God for our lives, as we walk with him, as we listen to him, as our lives are changed substantively by his word. This is what happens to us when we agree with God that he alone knows what is best for us, and we stop fighting the divine will, and we choose what? To conform our walk in conformity to that which God. Good morning, beloved. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.